Well, for us, it's a very happy occasion that Ghana has now reported zero cases of guinea worm disease for 14 consecutive months. Their last case was detected in May 2010 in the northern part of the country, and this implies that Ghana has interrupted transmission of this disease for the first time ever countrywide, and now Ghana joins the group of 16 other countries that have already done so. The African countries that are now guinea worm free are Nigeria, Niger, Togo, Burkina Faso, Cote d'Ivoire, Benin, Mauritania, Uganda, Northern Sudan, Central African Republic, Chad, Cameroon, Senegal, and Kenya.
Could you tell us what guinea worm disease is and how it affects people?
Guinea worm disease is caused by a roundworm, which can grow very long, up to 3 feet in length, and which people become infected as they drink water from stagnant sources, which harbor tiny little larvae that are inside tiny little crustaceans that are living in that water. So when people fetch water from these localities, they unwittingly become infected by the parasite, which does not cause any symptoms until about a year later, 10 to 14 months, at which time the parasite must exit the body, and it does through the skin by causing a very painful blister to form on the skin. And after a couple of days, the skin over the blister sloughs off or drops off, and at the bottom of this lesion, open lesion, is the anterior end of the worm. During the blister formation, the pain associated with it is really a very intense burning sensation. And so invariably, the person who is affected seeks relief by putting the affected limb in water. And in the process, unwittingly allows the parasite to release its larvae in the water. This larvae thrash around, and they are ingested by the tiny little crustacean called copepods or cyclops that are in the water. And after a number of days in the cyclops, the larvae become infective, and anyone fetching water again with these tiny little crustaceans in it will themselves become infected, and the cycle will continue.
So it sounds like a vicious cycle.
It is a vicious cycle.
Now, you've told us the countries that are now endemic-free in Africa. Are there any remaining countries in Africa that are still endemic to guinea worm?
Yes. The most affected country is South Sudan, the New Republic of South Sudan, where 99% of the cases reported so far this year have been reported from. The other two countries that remain endemic are Ethiopia and Mali, but they have a very small remaining problem. They've only reported less than 10 cases each so far this year. And last year we had a small outbreak of 10 cases in Chad, which has led to 4 cases so far this year, and we're dealing with that as well.
Now, why is the Carter Center taking up the challenge of trying to eliminate guinea worm worldwide?
Well, the Carter Center decided to take on the leadership role, both in terms of advocacy and in terms of providing financial and technical assistance to countries beginning in 1986, basically because this is a disease for which there were sufficient knowledge and tools available to interrupt the life cycle of this disease and prevent this very debilitating disease from affecting the poorest of the poor, the forgotten people with this forgotten disease in forgotten places in Africa and Asia. And no one else was doing it. And we also did this because of our belief that good health is one of the human rights. And President Carter was very keen on taking this challenge on as early as 1986, when nobody was even thinking of doing this.